and I can't be like, hey, what are your political stances on women taking over the world? How do you feel about that? Like, I can't do that. That's not really appropriate. So I've kind of doomed these women.
Welcome to A Book and a Dream with Megan O'Russell, an author's adventure in writing, reading, and being an epic fangirl.
Hello, my name is Megan O'Russell, and welcome to episode 73 of A Book and a Dream. Audiobooks are the new ebooks. Okay, not really, but audiobooks are a huge and growing market. And as the world starts to return more to normal, people are commuting more, running more errands instead of just ordering off Amazon. Audiobooks are going to become bigger than ever, which is why I've spent the last year putting a lot of effort into hiring narrators for my series. Over the last year, I have hired out 3 different series. So I had a narrator who auditioned and I hired for the Girl of Glass series, the Tethering series, and the Tale of Bryant Adams, which starts with how I magically messed up my life in 4 freaking days. Now, if you listen to / watch the video of one of the earlier episodes in this year, you will notice that one of the goals that I had was to record the Enna of Ilbrea series, the audio for it. And from the beginning, I have wanted to record Enna's audio myself. That was the goal. It was on this year's goal list. I was going to do it myself. It was going to be great. I was going to run on time with everything. But the fact of the matter is, that's not actually possible. See, recording audio takes a long time. It's not just the prep work that you have to do to make sure that all the voices are right and that you have all of your notations in to make sure that you know exactly what you want to do with the scenes. It's also the recording and the editing and the proofing and the reproofing and the bouncing back and forth to your sound editor. It's a lot of time. It is a monumental amount of time, especially for someone who isn't a professional narrator. That's not what I do all the time. So it's creating new skill sets as I do those things. So eventually I came to the sad realization that it's impossible. I cannot, in fact, record the Enna of Ilbrea audiobooks myself because there is only one thing as an author that I'm the only person that can do it, and that is writing books. It's creating new content. And while I really want to record the Enna audiobooks myself, if I do that, I'm not going to be able to create content. For every book I would record for Enna, there would be one less book I can write. That's really how the time works out. It would be one less written book. And so I had to choose between writing 4 books or narrating 4 books. And guess which one won? That's right, writing the books, because I'm an author. It's my priority. So I posted for auditions to hire a narrator for the Enna of Ilbrea series. It's always a bit of a weird thing because I am an actor by trade to be on the other side of the imaginary virtual table and have people be submitting to me and asking me for a job. It's like a really, really weird, screwy mind thing. I would have said the other way to do that, but then I'd have to bleep in the podcast and that always causes a problem. You know what I mean. But I did it. I posted for the auditions. I posted the sides. I very carefully chose the sides based on what I need the narrators to be able to do successfully. And it's been interesting. I've had some really great people audition. I had someone have their AI read it, and they're pretending that their AI is human. So they're trying to have their AI be an actor, which takes money out of actual human actors' pockets and is super sketchy and wrong, and you should never do it. It's fine to have AI read audiobooks, but tell people it's an AI. Come on, people. I also had someone submit a reading of erotic poetry. Like, Anna has some more sexual scenes, but I don't know where the erotic poetry idea came from. It was very interesting and steamy. I also, as an author, had a very interesting realization that no one knows how to say the names in Ilbrea. It's so clear in my head, and I say them so often when I'm talking to people about, like, the maps, the books, the this, the that. I didn't realize that Horain is not the way you'd say that to all people. Now, most people who I talk to in person about the books, they say Enna and Horain, but I'm not sure if it's because I've said it first. So I definitely think I need to create like a pronunciation video that goes on the La Brea page of my website, because it gets really interesting. Yeah. Harain. I thought it made so much sense in my head that that's how you'd say that, but I'll make a pronunciation video. Don't worry. It'll be great. It'll be great. And my final and very sad realization from the monumental, more auditions have come in for this than did for any of my other project. It's been a lot. It's a lot of auditions. And the other thing I realized is that I have really screwed the narrator over. And not just because I love Anna so much and I'm going to be really picky with this project, but also because of who Anna is as a person. I wrote a character that is going to be very hard to narrate. I didn't realize, it was sort of a soul-searching moment, that one of the reasons that I wanted to narrate Anna myself was to protect her, to protect who she is. And it took me a minute of, well, it took me a few hours of sitting there listening to auditions being like, why am I saying no to these people so quickly? Why is this happening? And I realized it's because I've created a character that would be so easy to make horrible. And it's not Anna's fault. And I knew when I was writing it that this sort of thing was going to happen. Because if you create a strong and dynamic female character, you're going to cause yourselves problems in the way that people view her. It's a sad, sad fact, and maybe I'm going to have to bleep this part. I don't know. It's a sad fact that if you create a woman who is outspoken, she is going to be dubbed bitchy. If you create a woman who is not going to back down, she's going to be dubbed a shrew. If you create a woman who is sexually aware, people are going to call her a slut. It's one of those things that's really sad. And even if you create someone who manages to generally hold their emotions together, and then when they finally break down, it's a big moment, people call that manipulative. And it's one of those very sad things that, climbing on my little feminist soapbox, happens all the time in the real world, where you don't say that someone has leadership skills. They're like, that girl's bossy. And so in creating a character like Anna, who has all of those attributes, she is very sexually aware and she's not afraid to go make out with someone because she is sad and feels a little horny. Like, that's fine. If that's how you want to fill that hole in your life, good for you, girl. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not dating anyone. Go have some fun. Why not? But I knew in creating a character like that, it would be hard for a narrator to have her have that sexual energy and not have it be like, oh, look at Slutty McSlutterson going into the woods, which could easily be portrayed that way if the narrator doesn't understand. And it's the same with her being so outspoken in situations where she's not necessarily in a leadership role, that people will say that she's pushy. And so finding a narrator who understands what it is to be strong and to be a demanding woman without being a demanding woman that people like to push into a corner because they say you're too much is hard. Like, I'm asking a narrator to have a beautiful reading voice, to be able to do male voices consistently, to be able to do all the little mini monologues that Anna does, and to also be a rampant feminist. Like, that's really what it is. The strength that Anna has, if you aren't a feminist at heart, it's not going to go well. And so finding someone who ticks all of those boxes is really hard, and I feel bad for all of these women that have auditioned. And maybe if I had a chance to talk to all of these women individually and be like, I need you to be like kick butt, like Katniss, but like super sexy, but also kind of a little bit underhanded when you have to be because your goals are noble and quite frankly, the greater good matters sometimes, then maybe I could get that across with them. But I don't have the time to communicate with all these women, and I can't be like, hey, what are your political stances on women taking over the world? How do you feel about that? Like, I can't do that. That's not really appropriate. So I've kind of doomed these women. And yes, maybe if I didn't love Anna so much, I could sort of let that go and be like, you know what? If people think she's a slutty shrew, cool. But I love Anna. I love the character that I created. I love the world that I created. And it is very true. Once you become an author of multiple series and multiple books, the truth is you can't think of your books as your babies anymore. They are your little worker minions. They are your scalable income that will be working for you for the rest of your life, plus 40 or 70 years, whatever it is for copyright, for the people to take after you're dead. They are worker bees. And I try to think of Anna that way, but honestly, I can't, because I love who she is. I love her story. I love her strength. I love her sexuality. I love her determination. And I also want a really good product for the listeners. So, yeah, casting is hard, man. But on the plus side, I have found some really good prospects. I am very excited. I sent them secondary sides so I could hear more from them. But yeah, loving a character and a series that much, but creating something that you know is going to be problematic with people who don't like strong women, that makes casting hard. So, wish me luck as I sit down with, hopefully, the final round of narrators and listen to their auditions again. And hopefully, for those of you who are only listening to this, there's some finger crossing going on there. Hopefully, I will have great news soon about when we can expect the Anna audiobooks to be released, because I am so excited for people to be able to listen to Anna's story as they go about their day. So, fingers crossed. It's going to be great. I'm going to find someone great. In the meantime, if you want to answer a little question for me, who are your favorite strong women in fantasy books? I know we talk about strong women all the time. It's one of my favorite topics. But who is your favorite strong woman? Who is the one who you could pick out and be like, whew, someone would call her bossy? Let me know. Put it in the comments. Reach out to me on social media. Make a video about why you love them and share it to me on TikTok. Whatever you like. In the meantime, have a great week, and I will see you next time. Hopefully, fingers crossed, with great news about a narrator. Bye-bye.